This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:38 on a Friday afternoon, the sweet spot, and yes, it is time to get to the best of the rest. The Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up shortly. This morning, Corby Davidson took away the big e-brake, beating out Davey and one Peter Welpton of all people. But now Monty is going to give us the best of the rest, and I'm sure we have plenty of bangers because this was a very strong week in the main e-brake.
Indeed it was, Sean. We have six candidates here on the NIT break, so let's get going. We start with a twofer from one Matty Beers, Matt McLaren, on the Invasion. This one is a little lengthy, but it's a bumpy ride for Matt as he has a little bit of slur words. He slurs his words, not says a slur.
Okay, yeah, this is funny. It's really long. He just really goes off.
Let me clarify that. He slurs his words.
So like, okay. Oh, man.
He gets confused, and then he almost just quits the show mid-segment.
His guest choices were very interesting, having Samuel L. Jackson, SZA, Serena Williams.
That was the one that no one knew about.
Crip walking during Not Like Us.
And you know what that is about, right?
I don't.
Drake's ex.
She dated Drake. I did not know that.
Wow, so a shot at him, huh?
Oh, the whole thing was a shot at him.
And he made. Did you know he made a song called Poopy Pants back at Kendrick Lamar?
What?
Poo.
What was the end? You were really slurry at the end, and
he's
I didn't understand.
He's kind of slurry this morning. That's why I had to write down the halftime show thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you guys like the halftime show?
Erase that and say a poopy pants. Say that line again.
What a jerk.
He made a song called Poopy Pants that was an attack on Kendrick Lamar. Did you know
Drake?
That? Yes.
Yeah, how the beef is, you know.
I learned that last night.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, no way, that's real. And Maddox played it for me.
Yeah, they were going back and forth.
I was like, that's a real song he made.
Yeah.
Who do you think won the battle?
Obviously, Kendrick Lamar. Isn't Drake in prison or something?
Oh, no? You're thinking of Diddy.
Oh.
Drake's in Australia touring right now.
Josh Whiteman joins us now.
I thought he was wrapped up in that, no?
Drake?
Yeah.
There's some weird rumors about Drake, but nothing substantial.
Puff Daddy?
But Kendrick Lamar... I'm done. Y'all do this segment. I'll be here for the next
one. No, I think you're doing awesome. I think you're doing really good.
Man.
Called him Kendrick Lamar twice.
There is so much chaos
also,
in that audio.
That is the whitest show. When Baldy has to be the one... Like, no, he is... Drake is in Australia. Setting Matt straight. Thinking... Drake is P. Diddy. So much there.
Yeah, I guess both their names start with a D. That's about as close as it gets. Anyway, there's the first one from Matt McLaren. He's also candidate number two. Now, I had to boost this one, or you'd have a hard time hearing it, but if you know one thing about Matt, it's that he has weird squeaks from time to time. He's Matty Mouse. So, like I said, I turned it up some, but... Here is a squeak stopping down their show.
It seems preposterous to think that Mahomes won't get another one. But we have no idea.
Right.
Especially with the youth of the quarterback position in the AFC and how some of those teams are building to try to take them out. That's where his legacy, that was a good one. That was a
double. You double barreled us on that one.
Wow.
Dude.
I felt that coming out from my left cheek right there. I was like, where is that?
Hear a squeak from his mouth.
Yeah!
Matty Mouse is in the house.
He was Matty Mice on that one with the double.
I know.
That made me feel good. I needed that, dude.
It was like
a little bit of life just pumped right back into
me. Just call me Ben. Brought so many of them with me on that one.
I don't get the reference there at the end, but...
I love the fanfare with it, though.
Yeah, I had not heard that song either.
Just see Andy Kaufman dancing along to it.
But yeah, a little Matty Mouse there. Candidate number three here on the NIT break. Ham did so well on Sunday. We had a full show. He did all his segments. Not a single e-break.
We had a Ham no-no?
All one of his segments? Did you give him one this week, or did you give him more since last week was preempted by...
Oh, he does the news. And then he does ham radio. So
okay.
He has two every week. But he had a...
Liners.
And liners.
Oh, yeah. That's hard. Just...
Yikes.
So he
Ask
had a,
any of us. They're
a clean
hard.
Sunday. But then Monday comes around. Oh. And he has to read the sponsors on why today doesn't suck. Mm. And immediately falls back into his old ways.
Sweet spot in at 2:59. Ham at the Garden.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's marking a bakery game and big.
What?
Try that one again there.
Sweet spot in 2:59. Ham at the Garden.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's marking a bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you the tick to my tack, Monty.
There you go. Thank you, Ham.
Nailed it.
That was very funny.
Thank
that
you,
was
Sean.
Very funny.
I agree with me.
Where do we get the "that's very funny" drop from?
I don't know.
Just pick
I don't
a show.
Remember.
Who knows?
I agree with.
I thought that might
there,
have
though.
Been the yeah.
I just love how you can hear the vocal like wheels like, stopping as the stick is thrown right in the mm-hmm. spokes. Can I hear
Thank
that
you, Mino.
Eat
C's marking a bakery game and big.
What? Oh,
it's
man.
Like he's learning the English. English language.
Now here's you.
But then it was perfect because I'm
almost
like, let's
there.
Reset it. We went back to you, back to ham, and then we were back on track.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a quick timeout.
Well, there's our buddy Ham.
You need a little mound visit. Just get back on track.
It was perfectly like,
all right,
fine
we got
after
you.
That. Until it wasn't, because during that same Why Today Doesn't Suck, a few minutes later, you had old Monto trying to... I don't know what word I was going for here, but I ended up saying, see you next Tuesday, and had to be dumped.
Mm. Yeah. When you're trying to have a lot of kids, it helps to have a lot of wives.
No doubt, bro.
But if you're not married, you just set it in there and don't move.
Yeah, and I wonder if the earliest soaking was like in the back of a wagon, like on the wagon train.
The driver's like, we got a bunch of...
Oh,
God.
Yeah, what?
A bunch of potholes coming in.
The Mormons so they would.
It is very fun to have fun.
Y'all see that Super Bowl?
They're going to City Hall. Don't fix the roads. Don't fix them.
Yeah, he's like paying the driver to go over the...
Oh, sweet cobblestones.
Yeah. I'm already on high alert because Junior... accused me of doping a couple weeks ago, and then to do that one.
That was one of the most casual C-bombs, too. It's like, yeah, I just go down the road. And
there it is.
C's.
You're going to have to take more urine tests after every wife day.
Yeah, I had to immediately, as soon as suck was over, Kat was standing there with a little jar. All right, I am candidate number 4. Candidate number 5 here on the NIT break, we have... now a 2-for offering from the T-Box.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is from Rick Arnett, actually, who got a classic case of not listening.
Uh-oh.
I will say they made a good decision this year. They got rid of, like, the aluminum bottles. If you remember, I think it's been 3 years since they've had an ace there. But the last one, when they were throwing all the stuff on the, it was hitting the green and leaving pockmarks in the green, so they had to go and basically repair the green in between these groups. And so yesterday, the cleanup was only, what, about probably 6 or 7 minutes before they were, and because he was the first in his group to hit, and so the other two guys hadn't hit yet. Well, they had to get out there and clean up all the cups and all that stuff.
But the other danger with throwing something that's heavy, they were getting dents in the greens.
Oh. That's what you just said.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
I win. I'll be here all week.
I mean, also, there are security personnel and volunteers.
Cheap.
That was real. Like,
that was right away.
Later.
Yeah.
I love how Craig just wanted to pull out the knife real quick.
I've got something here. The main reason is... you know,
Craig
damaging
loves
the
when
greens.
Rick screws up.
Yeah, he just said
he loves it so much. And then
it's like, oh, it's not just me. Hardest time to broadcast Saturday morning at that time.
Yeah.
Proven science.
Well, I hope Craig wasn't laughing too hard because he had his own screw up confusing two very different online services here.
I'm interested to see what this air quotes protest looks like today. And Kern, you've got to work the game this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm working with the Rockets.
And I'm curious to see what it looks like when you get over there and see if...
Yeah, it's supposed to be a whole protest. Yeah. Some guy set up a OnlyFans page. No, not OnlyFans.
Is he naked?
GoFundMe page.
OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I don't.
Is he hot? Me.
Yeah, that's not really going to help with the protest, I don't think.
Yet Nico fired. He's been raised like $60,000 or something.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's, if it was OnlyFans, he'd be raised a lot more, right?
Yes, he would.
I don't know. Depends on what he looks like, I guess.
Okay, that's cheap. You can't alter e-brakes.
No, you can't.
That's against the rules. That's
the NIT break.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
Cannot alter. That is fun. That is a funny mix-up. Some guy set up an OnlyFans
They're
out there.
They're just so different. All right. Let's vote. Is it Maddie McLaren confusing Diddy and Drake? Is it Maddie Mouse? Is it Ham? Is it Monto, Rick Arnett, or Rosen? Let's start the voting with Ham.
Give me Maddie with Kendrick Lamar.
All right. Sean?
I'm inclined to go T-Box. Mm. But, man, there was just so much from that Maddie break. I'll go with Maddie.
This is a tough...
One, the Diddy one?
Yeah.
Mino?
This is a tough field. Very good batch, Justin.
Worked hard.
I got to go with Rosen fans.
All right. Lando?
I'm going to go Ham Radio.
Ooh.
Up to you, Justin.
I think I would normally go with Ham Radio, but to avoid the tie, I will also
soft.
Give it to Matt McLaren, because that was a full 90 seconds of him.
And there was
all
a bunch of
road.
Different things
yes.
in that.
Yeah. That was a good one.
So we'll award it to Matt McLaren, who now has 4 NIT breaks. He's one off the lead.
Whoa! Congratulations, Matt.
By the
good
way,
job, Justin.
It's
yes.
his birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He can celebrate his birthday knowing he's an NIT break champion.
His birthday and then yours is Monday. Right around the corner from that.